Hey, it's Eric, and this is the Eric in the Morning podcast with Melissa and Whip, featuring highlights from our show on 101.9 FM, The Mix, WTMX Chicago, sponsored by the ComEd Energy Efficiency Program. Imagine finding $50 in an old fridge. ComEd will recycle your old working fridge and send you $50. Schedule a free pickup at comed.com/fridge recycling.
Eric in the Morning's like a deer in the headlights when he talks with Channel 9 news reporter Ben Bradley.
Hey, Ben.
Hey.
So, yeah, we were just talking about that deer on the tracks yesterday.
He got his hoof caught in the tracks.
Okay.
And so they had to tranquilize him and then remove him. And they literally carried him out like in a tarp, a bunch of firemen did.
Okay.
As the Chicago Fire Department so eloquently tweeted, Bambi is alive.
Right. We were just saying that.
That part I got right.
Yeah. And I had been questioning your ability to keep the facts straight based on the times that I've seen you drinking.
Well, I don't generally drink when I'm on the air.
Generally.
When I'm on the air.
With wall-to-wall coverage of a deer stuck on the CTA track.
Right, right. Oh, but I was just saying, in general.
I love those stories where, like, rural becomes urban, urban becomes rural.
Yeah,
and I'm
way
just glad it had a happy ending.
On another note, I can't help it. Were you tweeting something about you won an award or something? Did you win an award?
Saturday was the Chicago Midwest Emmys, and apparently I won one for a story I did, but I was not there because I was at a charity event. And my co-anchor, Lourdes, not only was kind enough to pick up the Emmy, go on stage, make a quick speech on my behalf, but then, like Kramer in Seinfeld, when he got the Tony, Lourdes took my Emmy all over the city. She went to Carson's Ribs with it.
Oh, wow.
And I'm getting photos of Lourdes with my Emmy out on the town.
That is old school. She went to Carson's.
No kidding.
Not even open?
I thought that place closed.
Yeah. The same thing, but there's a brand new Carson's really nice over in Streeterville.
Oh, see, now you're telling me something that's some valuable information. Now I'm.
Oh, that's good.
That's good.
Well, congratulations.
We should go there drinking next time.
Exactly. Yeah, right.
And take your Emmy.
Melissa, thank you for keeping your eye on the prize.
You're welcome.
Focusing on my Emmy Award winning work.
Oh, when you bring your Emmy into your house, you should take a picture and say, welcome to my Emmy.
All right, I'll see you. All right, we'll let you go there.
Wah, wah.
He's never going to call again.
Welcome to my Emmy.
Now, the show when it's cold outside, it makes you feel like you're in
Miami.
Eric in the Morning with Melissa and Whip. Yes, you may wish you were in South Beach, but Eric wishes for something else.
I wish I had a tranquilizer gun right now.
I'm a mix.
I would. All right. You hear the unfortunate news about the deer?
Oh, no.
Yeah. The deer did not survive.
Oh, man.
That was tweeted out yesterday afternoon.
I was in denial.
Hate to bring it downer to everything.
Well, at least we got this music.
Right. At least we have the music. You're right.
You can pretend it's warm.
Uh-huh. Well, we don't need to pretend because just about 1 hour from now, Whip, at 6:40, we will be announcing how you're going to win the very first Apple vacation to join us on the beach for what you just heard about, chips, dip, and a Mexico trip. Donde están mis pantalones?
Nice.
Where the hell are my pants? Okay. That'll be at 6:40 this morning, 6:40 tomorrow morning, 6:40 Friday morning. What happens at each of those times is we will tell you when you're going to win the ticket, or when they're going to win the tickets, when you're going to win the trip, and how you're going to win the trip. So we'll give you those full details at 6:40. Or we might just give it away at 6:40. So a random caller.
What, you haven't decided yet?
Well, no, I have, but you just have to listen to 6:40 to find out what's going to happen.
Aha. Uh-huh.
See?
Okay.
Yeah. So
maybe you could be the random caller.
Right.
Caller.
Right, exactly right. All right, so at 6:40 this morning, make sure you're listening. We will have those details as we head to Reflect Cristal Grand Nuevo Vallarta, offering unlimited luxury with Apple Vacations and our great friends at the Vodka Company, CH Distillery, Chicago's hometown vodka. They and BB Rexa with us, David Shaw and Zach Feinberg are the Revivalists, L. King, and a fourth band/act to be announced.
Nice.
All right.
That's one of the things getting me out of bed in the morning enthusiastically is wondering who that's going to be and hoping to find out.
Boy, oh boy, you just put an additional amount of pressure on us.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh. If it's getting you out of bed in the morning, my worry is that maybe after we announce it, you don't get out of bed anymore. I don't know.
I'll still find a way, but I'm saying when I get up, I'm like, maybe it's the day we're going to find that out.
So, I don't even know who it is. I know who it could be of several finalists that are all jockeying for the position to be the fourth band in the first ever four-band trip. But I'm waiting to see which one is finally closes the deal.
Okay.
All right. All right. So that'll
Sounds
be 6:40
good.
This morning. Make sure you're here. The first of three chances this week. Please spread the word. We want to make sure everybody joins us in Mexico. And they're selling like crazy.
Good.
Like crazy. Faster than ever. This is a bigger trip than ever. We've made more trips available than ever. We're staying longer than we ever have.
Right.
Four nights instead of three.
Okay.
So a lot of upside to be a part of this. If you want to lock it down, why not give yourself a Christmas gift?
Oh, that's a good idea.
And they're priced great, too. They really are. So.
And there's a couple of different tiers. And also, I would say that it's a sign of how many people want to come again and again and again after they come for the first time.
Yeah.
It's
this
becomes like a part of people's deal.
Like 70% of the crowd last year was return visitors.
Yeah.
Who decided to go again.
Right.
Some of them for like the 7th, 8th, 9th, 10th time.
Yeah. But a lot of more, that was like their second time.
Right.
So.
Well, they decided to come again.
Come back.
Yeah. You can get all those details on the Mix website. It's available to you. We'll be there February 23rd through the 27th. All right.
You don't want to be that person that, you know, all of a sudden... You know, the trip comes, and you're like, I wish I would have bought those tickets.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to be that person.
That is true. All right, so lock that up, and we'll tell you how today's Apple Vacation is going out the door at 6:40. I'm LD, our social media director, who forwarded me this text, which is something we briefly talked about yesterday, but they're seeking more information regarding your Chicago Bears. Meldy, question for Eric. Can you ask him to explain what the 6 wins would mean for the Bears had I bet them? You guys discussed it yesterday that Vegas had put the line at 5 games before the season. The Bears would win 5 games. I was almost going to bet $50 on the Bears in Vegas if I had. How much money would I have won?
Yeah. Wow.
So, you know, before the season starts, you can bet just about anything in Vegas.
Yeah.
And the Vegas said, well, the Bears, we think they're about a 5-win team. So if you want to bet them and they win more than 5 games, you get paid. And I had said before the season, I'd take that bet.
Mm-hmm.
I think this is a pretty good football team. Lo and behold, look at us. We're at 6 wins right now.
Right.
With the Bears.
Yeah.
So I don't know what the preseason odds were. Whip's going to work on that right now. Whip, if you had bet $50, it's math, so I'm not going to ask Melissa.
Nope. Right.
If you had bet $50 like back in July, you'd gone to like the Caesar Sportsbook and said, give me 50 on the Bears to win more than 5 games this year. You got your little ticket. You can go down to Vegas in January and cash it. How much money would you have made? All right? That's your job. For you folks, though, I'm wondering, did any of you, A, bet the Bears, or have you made a bet like that before? You know, like before the season starts, like right now, did you go to, you know, your neighborhood sports bet and go, I'm going to put $10 on the Cubs to win it all.
Oh, right. Just because.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, I'm gonna put $15 on the White Sox to take everything. Or did you bet the Bears before the season? Did you bet those wins? You saw that and you go, oh, I want some of that action. Put a little scratch down on the Bears to win more than 5.
I wonder if many people do that.
We're about to find out.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think I know some people do.
Super Bears are going to go and clean the flock.
Come on now.
Super Bears are doing the Chicago cha-cha.
Chicago cha-cha. Uh-huh.
The Mighty.
Uh-huh.
Found all the songs. Three, 312-591-6800. Somebody's been messing with your computer too, Swanee. It's got little tiny print.
Oh no.
People love to mess with computers around here.
Yeah, just leave it alone.
You notice they put a bunch of pictures up in the hallway too?
Yes.
And all the pictures are of the rock and roll station. You know,
well,
it's the rock
the cool
and roll.
Kids.
They have such middle brother syndrome over there.
Yep.
It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable, right. Their middle brother. Look at us, look at us, look at us syndrome they've got over there. Right. It's crazy.
I thought that was just like the new thing over there. Like the pictures. I thought, everybody's going to get those.
Well, Big Karwowski gets pressure from the boss man over there because they have that little brother syndrome. He's put off our picture. And he's stuck in the middle. Oh. He's like the dad stuck in the middle.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
312-591-6800. Hi, Adam.
Hey, good morning.
Hi. Yeah. You play some preseason bet before?
Yeah, for my son. I bought him a $100 ticket on the Cubs a few years back, and he ended up winning. It was 8-1 odds, so he won $800.
Ah.
There you go. Wow.
So you placed it on the Cubs to win it all.
Yes, I did.
Was that 2016, obviously?
Yes, it was.
Oh, good
nice
for
job.
You. Nice job.
It was a good year.
That's awesome. All right. Hey, Lori.
Hi.
Head down to Vegas and place a little money?
I sure did. I went to Vegas. I put down $10 on the Blackhawks to win the Stanley Cup. I came back, and they went on strike.
Uh-huh.
And then they proceeded to win the Stanley Cup.
Look at that.
Okay.
What did you cash on your ticket?
$100, 9-1.
There you go.
Good enough.
Bottom of the team. 9-1 odds there. There we go. Rolling right through the Chicago sports teams and your preseason bets. Hey, Jake.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. What bet did you place?
My brother was in Vegas visiting my old man there about in March this year, and I told him to bet $20 on the Bears to win the Super Bowl to win, I think it was $960.
Oh, wow. There you go. You bet $20, you'd win $960 if they win the Super Bowl. Feels like you should have won even more than that if they win this year.
That's what I thought, too. I felt exactly odd, but I did that.
Wow.
Yeah, I bet you're pretty excited right now with the way things are going.
Don't lose that ticket. Keep your hands on that one. Mm-hmm. The Chicago CSO, two little Bears.
Oh, they're good.
Do you have some numbers for us?
Well, first of all, I do have the odds of the Bears winning the Super Bowl. That is 100-1, or that was 100-1 preseason to win the Super Bowl.
Got it.
And sometimes they put it in terms of plus a certain number of 100.
Sure. Yeah,
so to just make the playoffs, the Bears were plus 400 before the season, which means for every $100 bet, you get 500.
Gotcha.
So that's the closest thing I can, because the Vegas win total was projected, like you said, at 5. But it looks like the odds are given in terms of making the playoffs, winning the division, winning the NFC, or making and winning the Super Bowl.
I gotcha. That might be a good advent calendar. Tequila.
Mm-hmm.
All the different fine tequilas that you'd want. So everywhere you turn now, you can get an advent calendar. Cynthia's still mad that Aldi ran out of the wine calendar.
Right.
That's gone. And I read about an erotic and sensual calendar, advent calendar, which just seems, inappropriate. And then right into the rare whiskey calendar, which also seemed weird. The top three advent calendars you would like to have. Ooh, good choice there, Bob.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
We have to go with pizza.
Pizza advent calendar. Lots and lots and lots of pizza. Could you come up with multiple different kinds, Whip?
What, are you kidding me?
All right. I wouldn't kid you. What other kind of pizza? Wait, hold on a second. There we go. Hey, Doreen, what kind?
Cash.
Cash. So each day you would just open it and inside would just be cash.
Yes, every day a different amount. That's good.
Yeah, you're like,
build up to the big cash.
$8 today. Yeah, that would be kind of fun.
It's like the lottery. You pay a certain amount, sometimes you get less out, especially if you get like some jackpot.
Hey, at number three, Linda, what would you like?
Ice cream toppings.
Also nice.
Each time you open. Yeah, a different type of fudge, hot fudge, maybe some caramel sauces, whatever it might be. Hey, speaking of sauces, at number two, Mike.
Dude, you gotta have barbecue sauce.
Right. Days and days and days of barbecue sauce on your advent calendar.
There's lots of things to try there, too. It's not bad.
And finally, you can see it coming a mile away, don't you? You open up your advent calendar every day. What do you get, Greg?
Corn and lots of it.
There it is right there. Yeah. You should see the somewhat disappointed look on Whip's face.
I thought we peaked at pizza.
No. Whip porn. Lots of it. 312-591-6800. That's strange, awkward, double date you ended up on. Chris Pratt and Katherine Schwarzenegger end up on a double date with Arnold and somebody.
Some lady.
If you're Chris Pratt, you have to be just for a moment going, this is... Sitting here, I just got a divorce. The Terminator's there. What am I doing?
Know.
This is weird.
I think so.
Not that it's bad. It's just weird.
Yeah.
Or maybe you end up on a double date. Your grandma got her new boyfriend.
Oh.
She met at the old folks' home. You go there. You have an applesauce together. He keeps rubbing her arm. You're like,
oh,
come on.
Man.
Please stop.
Yeah, please.
Right. Strange double date you ended up on, Jen.
I ended up on a double date with my ex-boyfriend, my current boyfriend at the time. It was his best friend, and we had dated in high school, and then we're good friends for a long time, and then he met his wife, and his wife didn't like me, so he decided not to be friends with me, and my then current boyfriend thought it'd be a good idea to try and reconcile us.
I'm lost.
Okay, so do you want to do it?
No, you please.
Why don't we have her do it? Slow me down here.
Okay. So I dated a guy.
Got it.
And it didn't work out, but we remained best friends for a long time.
Got it.
Then he met his wife.
Right.
And his wife didn't like me, so he said couldn't be friends with me anymore.
All right, so what date did you end up on? Who was there?
It was my ex-boyfriend, ex-best friend, and his new wife, and then my boyfriend, who also happens to be friends with my ex-boyfriend, ex-best friend.
Which is how that connection happened. They wanted to reconcile the two of you.
There's a lot of movement on that date.
So her boyfriend's friends with her ex.
Right, there's like nine people there.
Right.
That's what it sounded like.
Well, that would be awkward for sure.
I was awkward trying to figure it out. Hey, Mary.
Yeah?
The strange double date.
So I went on a double date with my roommate from college. She was dating a guy, but she liked his friend better. So she asked me to double date with them to go with the guy she liked better so she can keep an eye on him.
Ah.
What? I've never heard of such a thing. Did you go? Oh, so obviously you went.
I went, and the awkward part was having to kiss him goodnight, but she ended up marrying him.
But you did kiss him goodnight.
Yeah, I had to.
Yeah, we got to.
Yeah, have to.
It's law.
Right.
Everybody knows that.
Yeah.
Awkward double date you ended up on. Griselda.
I ended up with my mom's new boyfriend.
All right, so you and a guy and your mom and her new boyfriend.
Yes. It was supposed to be just my mom and my current husband. And unfortunately, her new boyfriend happened to show up, which we didn't even know about.
All right, so it's just supposed to be mom, your husband, and you.
Correct.
And then, Captain Romance came rolling in and sat down with you. So you have to, for the first time, experience your mom dating.
Exactly. We didn't even know she was dating at the time.
Was there hand holding?
Yes.
Ugh.
I think the most awkward part was when we were waiting, because of course she came with us.
Why are all our phones?
No, I don't know what's going on.
Is there Mercury in retrograde? Say that again. Yeah. Your phone was really, really awful.
Oh, I said the worst part was when we were leaving, because of course she's leaving with us, so she kisses them goodbye.
Ah, yeah. See your mom kiss somebody for the first time.
You don't need that ever.
Yeah. That's scary and frightening stuff.
Yeah.
I'm just thinking about John C. Reilly losing his mind backstage at Good Morning America while Marshmallow just nods. Doesn't say a word.
Why wasn't
there? The more he just nods and not says anything, the more it drives John C. Reilly crazy.
That's a great story.
Why no video rolling?
Oh, right. Man.
Throw him nuts. You know what it's like. Anybody listening who has a celebrity drives you crazy. Just don't get it. Whole world. The celebrity that drives you crazy, Nikki.
Ariana Grande.
Drives you nuts. Yeah, what about her?
Oh, my God. Her voice and her what is with that ponytail?
Well, it's very tight.
It's all-encompassing, her whole thing.
Voice and the way end up on the hot top of his head. Whip, you better get ready with something that has a very Naperville quality.
Oh, my God.
I know it's your favorite. I know you love it. I know you do. Kim, drives you crazy.
Amy Schumer.
Why Amy Schumer?
Oh, she's not funny. She's a whiner. She's foul. She's gross.
Well, she does whine.
At least we know how you really feel.
The only time I get hit on is last call at the bar.
Right? Yeah.
Right? That's it. That's when I'm the belle of the ball because I have a pulse.
Oh, there you go. 312. I get this one. Drives you nuts, Courtney.
Mario Lopez. I can't stand him.
Hey.
Well, yeah. Why do you feel that way?
I feel that way because I think he's arrogant. There's something about him that I just want to punch him in the face when he's on TV.
There you go. Punch him right in the face.
That's good.
Oh, boy. Hey, Terry, this is a kind of a random one, but I think I know where you're going. Drives you nuts.
Yes. Keith Morrison, I think, is his name, the reporter from Nightline who does all those mystery reporting.
Oh, no, the Dateline guy.
Dateline.
Yeah.
Yes. He's got a child molester voice, I'm pretty sure.
he exposes child molesters.
You know, it's so funny because Eric loves him. You know that.
I don't love him.
No.
I like his style because it's so grating. You're absolutely right.
Yeah, but listen to him.
Listen to him.
I'm pretty sure he's a predator.
Suspicious, Freeman. In spite of the eccentricities.
Why not?
Why not? Fail so spectacularly. Good question.
Could it be murder?
Something was changing in ways increasingly bizarre.
He's a guy who likes to hear a story being told by him.
Yeah, he's mastered it.
I think he reads nighttime stories and then plays them back to himself.
I think so. I think that takes practice.
And you know who his son-in-law is?
Matthew Perry.
Matthew Perry is his son-in-law. Oh, drives him crazy. And finally, anybody listening who has a celebrity that drives them crazy? Tammy.
Oh, I cannot stand Pitbull.
Pitbull. Yeah. And why is that?
He comes at me one more time with his khakis and his dumb glasses. I cannot deal.
Swanee says that when you originally called him Bulldog.
I know he's like a dog of some type.
He's a dog guy. He's in Naperville.
Oh, my God.
Bulldog.
Close enough.
Gold Retriever. Pitbull or something. He drives me nuts. Bulldog.
Comedy.
thank you for that. That's L.O. King.
Chips. Dip at a Mexico trip.
Donde están mis pantalones?
Where are my pants?
No.
I can't seem to locate my pants. That'd be unfortunate.
Yeah.
That could have been the four words to describe your most unexpected, surprising vacation. All right, we've got our finalists ready to go here. You ready?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Somebody's going to win the very first Apple vacation to join us for our 2 days of live broadcast at the Reflect Cristal Grand Nuevo Vallarta, offering unlimited luxury February 23rd through 27th. Thank you to the vodka folks, CH Distillery, our sponsor this year, Chicago's Hometown Vodka. I love them. Yep, L. King's going to be there. Baby Rex is going to be there. David Shaw and Zach Feinberg from the Revivalists are going to be there. We're going to make an announcement later this week on a fourth band.
Mm-hmm.
Four-night Apple vacation we're giving away. Every morning at 6:40 this week. Listen at 6:40. We'll give you details on how we're giving away that day's trip, or we might just give it away randomly at that time. Got to be here at 6:40.
Pace and listen.
We told you at 7:40 we would get your forwards and forwards only. Mm-hmm. We also told you at 6:40 you could text in. Got those three finalists. All right, you ready to hear from our finalists?
Yes.
Their four words and their story. All right. Let's start with Joan. Hi, Joan. How are you?
Hi, I'm great. Thank you.
What are your four words?
I outran the nuns.
And what's the story about outrunning the nuns?
I had an opportunity to have a general papal audience with the Pope.
Uh-huh. Whoa.
And I lined up at the gates. They have big iron gates outside the Vatican.
Right.
And there were about 300 nuns lined up there with me.
Shockingly.
When the gates, I'm not Catholic, so I didn't know that when the gates opened, all the nuns would take off running.
It's a full-on sprint.
Like little penguins racing for fish.
Trying to run down the Pope.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
So I started running. Uh-huh. I outran all of them.
Wow.
And wound up at the very front of where you could stand to see the Pope.
You outran the nuns to see the Pope. All right.
Wow, you're a fast runner.
Okay. Hold on. Cool. Hold on. Christy, what are your four words?
Who bought the turtle?
All right. What's the story on who bought the turtle?
So I was on spring break in college in Daytona Beach, Florida.
Uh-huh.
And we were all heavily drinking. Uh-huh. And I wandered off into a T-shirt shop and came back with a new pet turtle for our hotel room.
It's like a mascot.
Okay.
You bought a hotel room.
Turtles live for like 25 years, still have the turtle.
You still have the turtle?
I still have the turtle.
Oh my gosh! How many years ago was that?
10.
Who bought the turtle?
Yeah, I was worried if at some point somebody saw the turtle and said, "Okay, who bought the turtle?"
I think that would be the story. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Four words, Cassandra.
My four words are skydive crash landing.
Skydive crash landing. Okay. Yes. So what happened on that vacation?
Me and my friends had decided to go skydiving, and it was our first time ever going. And my friend ended up jumping first and ended up crashing straight into a hill. And it took her a while to come back from it.
I would imagine. But it tends to happen when you crash while skydiving.
At least she came back from it, though. She deserves a round of applause.
Wow. I was supposed to go first, but she was really mad that she had to go first.
That'll teach her.
Don't cut line at the skydiving.
All right, hold on. Skydive crash landing. Jamie, your four words.
I beat a grandma.
I beat a grandma. Okay. What does that mean?
I was in a beer chugging contest up against the grandma, and I beat her. And I got video to prove it.
Oh, you have what to prove it?
I got a video to prove it.
Oh, okay.
All right. And where was this vacation?
In Mexico.
Out chugging beer on the grandma. All right, I beat a grandma. Ironic. All right, hold on. Well, a lot of finalists today. Jordan.
What's going on, guys?
Your four words.
$1 stick meat.
$1 stick meat. What does that mean?
Yes. I was in Central America, away from civilization, hungry, and the only thing that we could find around was somebody who turned an old car on the side of the road into a grill and was grilling these skewers of unidentifiable meat.
In a car?
They took the engine out and they put grates across the hood.
Oh, my gosh. That's hilarious.
I like stuff.
Hey, if it's hot, it's hot.
Yeah.
If it's hot, it's a grill.
It's meat. Yeah. $1 stick meat. Okay, hold on.
Oh, my gosh. These are good.
Oh, we got another couple more. You ready? Kristen.
Yes.
Hi. Your four words are?
I punched a mouse.
I punched a mouse. Okay. What happened there?
Family and boyfriend surprised us with a trip to Disney. Mm-hmm. We got a little drunk at Epcot with a few too many cocktails and I accidentally fell over into a Mickey Mouse meet and greet and punched the mouse in the face.
Oh, God. All right. That mouse.
Yeah, the old drunken punch the mouse. All right. And then finally, your four words, Christine.
Hi. Yeah. Why am I sticky?
Why am I sticky? Oh, yeah. All right. Yes. Why are you sticky?
So our family booked a last-minute trip to a condo to a water park, and I just threw a bunch of essentials for breakfast and everything in the bag. The trip there was terrible. Traffic, puking kids. It was freezing out, and we got there, and my daughter unloaded the car, and she threw her hands up in exasperation, and she yelled out, "Why am I sticky?" And syrup had leaked all over the back of the car, and it was absolutely everywhere because I had thrown it in the bag at the last minute. And that was the highlight of our trip, none to say.
Why am I sticky? All right. There are the finalists. We're going to play some votes here. Swanee, let's take five votes, all right? 312-591-6800. We'll get your five votes. We'll all chime in, too. Once again, your finalists are I Outran the Nuns, Who Bought a Turtle, I Punched a Mouse, $1 Stick Meat, Skydive Crash Landing, I Beat a Grandma, Why Am I Sticky? I get them all?
I got four favorites.
Oh, wow. You have to pick here.
Morning, Jim. Want to try a new mocha latte chino?
Just a coffee. Why's everything got to be so complicated? Like those new smart meters.
That's not complicated. ComEd smart meters give you access to more online tools and programs. They put you in control of your energy use, so you can save a little or a lot, Tay.
Oh, I get it. Make that coffee a large. No latte.
That's smarter power made simple. Learn more at ComEd.com/smartmeter. ComEd, powering lives.
The Eric in the Morning with Melissa and Whip podcast. Downloadable every weekday. This is 101.9 FM, The Mix, on the web at WTMX.com and via podcast.
Hey, Hey, it's Eric, and this is the Eric in the Morning podcast with Melissa and Whip, featuring highlights from our show on 101.9 FM, The Mix, WTMX Chicago, sponsored by the ComEd Energy Efficiency Program. Imagine finding $50 in an old fridge. ComEd will recycle your old working fridge and send you $50. Schedule a free pickup at comed.com/fridge recycling. Time to get a winner.
All right.
All right. All the votes have been tabulated. We voted. We've taken a total of, well, we got our three. You took seven. Swanee took seven. We have 10 votes.
Okay.
We have a winner, but just barely.
All right.
All right. With three votes, skydive crash landing. Skydive crash landing.
Oh.
That was good.
With three votes, a tie for second place. $1 stick meat.
Oh, neat.
With four votes, joining us on the very first, or winning the very first Apple vacation to join us on the beach for our 2 days of live broadcast, she got four votes. Christy, what were your four words?
Who bought a turtle?
Chips, dip at a Mexico trip.
Donde están mis pantalones?
Congratulations.
Thank you. I'm so excited.
You're going to join us on the beach. Your very first winner. You are the very first winner of the Apple Vacations. Donde están mis pantalones, chips dip in a Mexico trip. All right.
Congratulations. Yeah. You're going to have so much fun.
Nice.
Hopefully you've got someone to feed the turtle while you're gone.
Yeah, bring it with.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Have you ever won before?
I've never won before.
Have you ever been to Mexico before? We know you've been to Daytona Beach.
I have been to Mexico.
All right. Do you have any outstanding warrants or anything we should know about when you go through customs?
No, nothing like that.
Congratulations. Okay. You're going to be there. Enjoy
Thank
it. Who are you bringing? Who are you going to bring?
I'll bring my husband.
He's a lucky guy.
Mm-hmm.
He is a lucky guy. Bought the turtle. Winner number one. Tomorrow morning, 6:40. Details on Apple Vacation number two. How are you going to win it and be a part of?
Chips, dip at a Mexico trip.
Donde están mis pantalones?
On the mix. Mixed Morning Mindbender. 312-591-6800. Oh. Being single. Maybe you don't want to be single, but you still are. And you think, well, it's my fault. It's not. It's not. It's not your fault. I feel like I'm in Good Will Hunting. It's not your fault. If you're still single, you should blame what? 312-591-6800. Blame what, Bert?
My job.
Your job. No. Although that seems to be a reasonable answer.
Yeah, I can see that being the case sometimes.
No, it's not your job. You're still single, according to a new study. You should blame what, Gene?
Mother.
Exactly right. Your sweet mother's fault.
Your mom?
Yeah, if you're still single, it's your mom's fault.
Yeah, she affects a lot.
New study. Yeah. A lot of influence there that's affecting you and causing you to still be single. You can just point the finger squarely at mom.
Okay.
Yeah, that worked well. What do we have for Gene?
Thanks a lot, Mom. You have won a $100 gift card to Tree Time. Tree Time, Chicagoland's largest selection of artificial Christmas trees and unique decorations. Come experience the wow of the Winter Wonderland showroom. Tree Time on Pepper Road in Lake Barrington. Start your holiday shopping now.
If your adult life seems like a never-ending stream of breakups, your mom might be to blame, according to a new study.
Okay.
Yep. New research finds that mothers and daughters tend to have similar numbers of marriages or cohabitating relationships as well.
Hmm.
So however your mom dated or married, you're likely going to end up the same.
Hmm.
But the linkage isn't explained by economic factors or by the number of breakups that daughters witness. Instead, it seems that mothers may pass on certain characteristics, like poor conflict management skills, that echo through their daughters' relationships through life in this study.
Yeah. Okay.
So that's your mom to blame. You're still single.
Right. I blame somebody.
More specifically, 312-591-6800 or 312-233-1019. If you heard this and you're currently nodding, that's part of the reason I'm still single. Mom, what specifically does she do that causes issues for you in your dating life? What does mother do, your mom specifically, that causes issues in your dating life that you... I don't know. You kind of wish maybe she'd stop. You know, she's probably not gonna. She's your mother. This is how it works. Whatever it might be.
Okay.
312-591-6800 or 312-233-1019. Does she immerse herself in your dating life? You know, is she constantly calling guys to try to set them up with her? You know that deal.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe she's just always giving you advice or telling you what
right.
to do.
And if that's the case, what kind of advice is she giving you that you're like, stop, stop, stop with that advice? What is it? 312-591-6800. 312-233-1019. Specifically, how is your mother involved in your dating life? Do you think mothers get more involved in daughters' dating lives or sons?
Whoa, that's tough because I didn't have any brothers, so I'm not sure. What do you guys think?
Yeah, and I have never...
I would think a mother would be more immersed in her daughter's dating life.
I feel like the mom would understand that side of things better.
Right.
So, yeah.
And potentially offer poor guidance, as is the case right here, it says.
Sure.
Just got done with Mixed Morning Mindbender there a second ago. Says why you can blame your mom if you're still single. Now, these folks that are on hold, we're not telling them anything they don't already know. How does your mom affect your dating life? 312-591-6800. Hey, Shauna.
Hey.
How does she affect your dating life?
She believes I should still be with my ex.
She believes you should still be with your ex. Aha.
Yes.
Aha.
Okay.
She tell you that on a regular basis?
I'm sorry?
She tell you that all the time?
Yes. She tells me that was the one for me. I'm just like, no, he wasn't.
So anytime you bring a new guy over, he's got to deal with that fallout.
Yes.
That can't be easy.
That's got to be really hard for both people.
How has your mom affect your dating life, Keely?
So ever since I was 15 years old, my mom was super invested in my relationship. And my most recent relationship, I'm 24 now, she got super drunk and she was really she really liked him. And she tried to make out with him.
Whoa!
Yeah, that didn't go
wow.
well.
Yeah,
good.
Yeah, that will really affect
what?
Your dating life.
Oh my God!
Yeah, you know when your mom gets drunk and tries to make out with him.
Okay.
So far, that's the best story of the morning.
That is.
I gotta process that.
Well, you know, leaned in to kiss him. My mom always affects my dating life because every time I bring a guy over, she keeps leaning in to kiss him.
That'll affect it.
Yeah. Hey, Oliver.
Hey, so I'm 33 and have my own place.
Okay.
But if she knows I'm supposed to be home, she'll call me after 11 asking what I'm doing. And if she finds out I'm on a date, she will remind me that she will lose respect for me if I don't go home by myself.
It's like having a little mom on your shoulder at all times.
Okay. Always.
Yeah.
And always.
Yeah.
What do you say to your mom about that?
I will say, Mom, I'm 33. It's none of your business.
Right.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay, well,
Mom, she
and her, trying to put her in her place.
Her little boy, Peter.
Yeah. Back in my early 20s, when I was still living with my parents, my girlfriend would call, and my mom would conveniently forget to tell me she called.
She didn't like the girlfriend?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And a girlfriend calls, you don't get the message?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Of course she would.
And finally, Mary, how does your mom affect your dating life? Hello, Mary. Oh, man, that was going to be a good one, too. And, hey, Mary. Yo, what up?
Mary.
Maybe she's busy trying to pull her mom off her boyfriend right now.
Maybe the mom's like, you are not making that phone call.
Would you keep making out with my boyfriend? Cut that out. Did you see that story that a man won $1 million after playing the same numbers for 5 years?
Mm-mm.
Finally.
Wow.
Played them every day, same number. Every day, 5 years. But he won $1 million in year five.
I wonder how much he spent. No, don't ask me. I don't know how much he spent, but.
Okay, Melissa.
No. I'm not doing it.
Obviously, just suppose he went and bought one ticket every day. It's $1 a day.
I know.
You started it. How much would that? How many dollars would he spend in a year?
I know, but I need a calculator after that.
Why are you doing that to your face?
I
$365 a year.
I can't multiply after that.
Well, we know this. He made a profit with $1 million.
Times 5 years.
Yeah.
What would that be?
Can I get my calculator?
Sure.
If you do it.
Go ahead. And then
write this out.
Since we're talking money. This is another thing that I was just reading yesterday. Nearly a third of every U.S. dollar spent on food goes to dining out.
Not a surprise.
Yeah. We're a society that spends 33% of every dollar for food on Chili's.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise
right.
me at all.
Yeah.
$1,825.
Right. So you spent the $1,800 bucks. $1,800 on lottery tickets in 5 years, and he won $1 million.
Good for him.
What was his profit?
Hey.
Oh, forget it. Forget it. I don't even want to do it. Not even worth it. Not even worth it. 9:14 now in the mix. Time for Tech's Topic of the Day. Pay that off. We got our finalists here at 60123 about 30 minutes ago. We were telling you about the story. They said these are the three questions not to ask on a first date if you want a second. What happened with your ex? Which doesn't seem that bad, but I think they're suggesting you wait a few dates in for that. Number two, how many people have you slept with? Which I don't know, is there ever a good time to ask that and you're never going to be happy with the outcome?
Right.
And number three, what's your favorite position? That's just research. That's all that is.
Right.
For the way this relationship's going to go.
Yeah. If that comes right out of the gate.
You're never going to get to find out in person. Yeah.
Questions you should never ask on a first date. And, you know, we've thought before, we've heard from people say, you know, I can't believe I went out and this person asked me this. But it's rare that you hear from people that say, I can't believe I actually asked this question.
Right.
The second it came out of my mouth, I wanted to grab it and pull it back in, but it was too late.
Mm-hmm.
What was that question you asked? 60123. Whether on a date or at work or wherever it might be. All right, I've got the finalists here. Who's picking today's winner?
I think it's Whip's. I think it's your time. It's your
yeah, it might be my turn.
Yeah, I think it really is.
I'll take the turn.
All right.
Why not?
Melissa, you pick your favorite.
Yeah.
I will select my favorite. Whip, you pick today's winner from the finalists. Here we go. I have no idea what would possess me to ask that. Number one, when was the last time you slept with your ex? Wait a minute, that's kind of like what we just heard.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, so why did you become a vegan? You're going to get about 3 hours in that answer.
Yeah.
Number three, so have you ever had a threesome?
Oh my God.
Number four, in college, I asked a girl if she wanted to see a picture of my ex. Why would you ask her that?
That is weird.
Number five, I can't believe I asked someone if they think it's okay to go number two on a first date.
Okay.
Wow.
That's so weird.
Number six, so have you ever made out with a relative? Number seven, on my second date with her husband, he made dinner for me at his house. There was a weird hose on the kitchen table, so I asked him if it was his penis pump. Okay.
Oh my God.
So, do you think you're going to end up looking like your mom when you're older?
Uh-huh.
And finally, I have no idea what would possess me to ask that. So, are you ever going to do something about that wart growing on your face?
That's so mean.
I would possess you to ask that. Melissa.
Oh, my gosh. I think I'm going to go with, did you ever make out with a relative?
I'm going to go with, are you ever going to do something about that wart growing on your face? Whip always chooses a weird one. Why do we let Whip choose? I can already tell.
No.
I can already tell he's going to pick the weird one.
I like both of yours, but I do think that, is it okay to go number two on a first date?
All right, I'll give you that
pick
one.
Pick the poop one.
Very interesting.
I'll give you that one.
Hey, no need to turn away. So many things to say.
That time, Tidbit Wednesday, 9:21. Sunshine, 35 for the high today. Got a pile of tidbits to share with you today.
Okay.
Talk to us about anybody?
Nope.
Okay. All right, we're good to go then. Tidbit Wednesday. Hasbro releases Monopoly for millennials.
Okay.
It's your very own customized Monopoly game that you're going to be able to get perfect for your gift giving this season.
Okay.
Yeah. If you're 32, give it to your 32-year-old friend. It says here, in the new version, the game employs stereotypes of young generation as players buy experiences instead of property. So you go around the board, you buy experiences instead of property. Among them are going to a vegan bistro, crashing on your friend's couch. You can skip the boardwalk in favor of week-long meditation retreat.
Oh, that sounds really good.
That sounds super douchey.
Yeah, right.
It's like the ultimate douche
game. Yeah, I can't tell if they're like kidding or not.
Well, I think partially, but it's just, you know, hyper-focused.
Mm-hmm.
You win the game when you rack up the most experiences. According to the game description, the board also includes chance and community chess cards, which are super relatable. The board game is a great way to bring a fun and relaxed vibe to a party or a casual get-together, and you can super douche it up.
Yeah. Bring your wine.
Dude, you totally got the vegan bistro. You're going to build a hotel on it? You know what I mean?
No.
Unbelievable.
How do you build hotels on that?
Pilots report seeing UFO in the sky off Ireland. You see this story this week?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I knew Melissa would like this one. That's why I included
it
on Tidbit Wednesday. What do you know about it?
I just know that more than one person saw it. There was a couple pilots that saw it.
Uh-huh.
And whatever it was that they saw said that they saw something going like Mach 500 or something crazy. They thought it said it was very, very unusual.
A pilot of a British Airways flight contacted air traffic control on Friday asking if there was a military exercise scheduled in the airspace. Air control said, nothing. We're just up here drinking like they were in Vegas.
Yeah.
It was moving so fast, the pilot said, according to the audio. It appeared on our left-hand side and rapidly veered to the north. Mm-hmm. We saw a bright light, and then it disappeared at a very high speed. Mm-hmm. A second pilot, flying a Virgin Airlines plane, also called into air traffic control. A meteor or another object making some kind of reentry is what they thought it was.
Right. Yeah. Sounds weird, though.
Think it's aliens?
No, it probably is some sort of meteor. It's what I would think.
Right. It's a miracle. Family shocked as 95-year-old wakes up during his funeral, claiming, "I was just having a nap."
These stories absolutely freak me out. Yeah. Not even kidding.
Check the pulse before you put them in the casket.
It had to be very light
faint
and ready.
Yeah.
The 95-year-old man shocked his family when he woke up during his own funeral. The doctor told the family that he was dead after he fainted in his home in the northwestern region of India, say local reports. The man is said to have been declared dead on Saturday. A priest was summoned to the home to perform the pensioner's last rites. Photos of the large family show the men with their shaved heads, which is part of the pre-funeral ritual. Mm. The oldest son and the family were preparing the customary bath to clean the body before the funeral when he woke up.
Ugh. What are you doing to me?
God. I knew I took too much Advil PM.
So wait.
Out cold.
They declared him dead on Saturday.
Yeah.
What day did he wake up?
I don't know, like 2 days later. He was very sleepy.
Okay.
Had a long couple of days of Netflix.
That's insane.
When the water was poured on his chest, the family was shocked to see him shaking, so they took him to bed, and he started to visibly breathe and wake up from what he said was a nap. So I think he was dead, but then he suddenly was revived somehow, some way that modern science could never understand, and he says he was napping, but they're like, dude, you're way dead.
Yeah, way dead.
It's a weird story.
Dude, jets suck. That's what a New Jersey man allegedly said when he was booked for a DUI, saying, quote, "I drank too much because the Jets suck." They do suck.
Oh, my God, yeah.
You saw what happened when they played the Bears.
They're awful.
Huh.
They suck something awful.
Okay.
Yeah. The allegedly intoxicated New Jersey man rear-ended a car in front of him. While receiving the sobriety test, the man blurted out to police officers, "The only reason he drank too much was because the Jets suck." The police officers agreed, but still took him to jail.
Okay. Yeah, not an excuse.
Hey, what's the current status on their quarterback? No, it wasn't the New York Jets. It was the Buffalo Bills where they started the GoFundMe page to get the quarterback to retire.
Yeah, I believe that that quarterback, Nathan Peterman, is that right?
Peterman.
I think he's been released.
Was he released?
I think he's been.
Is he getting the money from the GoFundMe page? There's like $80 in there.
I'm not sure. I'll check.
Are you kidding me?
You should get that. What? Am I kidding you? What? No.
Now he's really going to need the money.
Yeah, he's been released. He's
really?
Horrible.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, I feel bad when that happened to somebody.
Yeah. Escaped elephant escorted home in New York State.
Oh, yeah.
Heard about that.
Mm-hmm.
An elephant escaped from a New York State sanctuary and was escorted back to the barn by police and sanctuary employees. How does an elephant escape? It's a 3-ton animal.
I don't know. But did you see the picture? It looked like it was walking past an alley.
Who left the big, huge door open? How does an elephant escape?
Mm.
These didn't escape, but they were set free. You hear about this occasionally, too. In St. Petersburg, Florida, a woman was nabbed after a brazen crustacean heist at the Red Lobster. Set the lobsters free.
Oh.
I've heard about that before, right?
Oh, yeah.
Kimberly Gable, 42, was drunk.
Yeah, of course.
Also thinks the Jets suck. And was causing a scene Saturday at the eatery, prompting a manager to ask her to leave. Gable was cursing as she headed to the Red Lobster's front door, but not before reaching in and grabbing a couple of lobsters on her way out.
Yeah.
Save the lobsters!
Save the lobsters.
Oh.
I haven't heard one of those in quite some time where people are going to free the lobsters.
Yeah.
Usually hear about those about once a year, right?
Right.
And finally on Tidbit Wednesday. Oh, God.
Tell me something, girl.
Oh, God.
Are you happy in this modern world?
Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper.
Tell me they're dating.
No.
Shoot.
That'd be fun.
Already have ideas for potential Oscar performance of Shallow.
Makes sense.
It's really not necessary. You don't need to. In a new interview with Variety, Gaga said she's 100% on board to sing the duet with Cooper at the ceremony, should it be nominated for Best Original Song. All right, so she's throwing that out. If you nominate,
right,
I show up and sing it.
You know, this is a really interesting story between these two, though. I mean, Bradley Cooper taught himself how to play... guitar and sing. And anyway, forget it.
Bradley Cooper married?
Let me know when the interesting part starts.
Why don't I know that? Is he married?
No.
He's got a girlfriend.
And then she's got a fiance again, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
But both of you trying to spur romance here? It isn't even about romance.
I wish it was.
If they're dating, and I was wondering if that's even a possible thing.
After I saw them together in the movie, they're so cute together. I think they would be in real
Bradley
life.
Bradley Cooper acts. We talked about it, actually, because I'm such a maniac. I started texting Lady Gaga the whole pitch of how we should do it. So we'll see. There might be a cool, unorthodox way we could perform it. It's already cool and unorthodox. You don't need to. At this point, a nomination for Shallow seems likely as it continues to climb up the charts. Gaga says she believes it's resonating with people because it's about a dialogue between a man and a woman. You be a man. I'll be a woman. should have had that one ready to go. You know the movie, don't you?
No.
Anchorman.
Oh, come on.
Lady Gaga.
I make records and I make music. Uh-huh. And I care about making good songs.
Okay.
That's all that I care about. And every once in a while, I get lucky, and Bad Romance is like the biggest thing ever. But
right.
You know what? This only happens sometimes. And if anybody thinks I wasn't on a tour bus when I wrote Bad Romance, you know, eating ramen noodles and, like, just not giving a f*** because I was so happy that I had a dollar, you know, that's just who I am.
I don't know what that meant. But. She seemed to know him.
No need to turn away.
That's what's most important.
So many things to say.
What happened to Tidbits?
It's Tidbit Wednesday.
Yeah.
Morning, Jim. Want to try a new mocha latte chino?
Just a coffee. Why's everything got to be so complicated? Like those new smart meters.
That's not complicated. ComEd smart meters give you access to more online tools and programs. They put you in control of your energy use, so you can save a little or a lot, Tay.
Oh, I get it. Make that coffee a large. No latte.
That's smarter power made simple. Learn more at ComEd.com/smartmeter. ComEd, powering lives.
The Eric in the Morning with Melissa and Whip podcast. Downloadable every weekday. This is 101.9 FM, The Mix, on the web at WTMX.com and via podcast.